With 2 weeks to go before most of us cast our votes, there's plenty of attention on the big ticket races. But what about some of the state Senate contests? Dean Spiliotis is civic scholar at Southern New Hampshire University. He joins us now to talk about some of those races. Good morning, Dean.
Hi, good morning, Rick.
So how closely do voters follow these races? I'm thinking about the dynamics of the contest up ticket. They really drive them.
That's absolutely correct. Voters typically don't spend a lot of time paying attention to state legislative races. So, you know, there's a moderate amount of attention. They may catch something in a headline in a newspaper. Some of these state senators have been political figures in the state for a long time, so they're a little bit better known. But you're right. It's the dynamic at the presidential level that really drives everything in these types of election cycles.
We've seen some dramatic swings in the legislature between 06 and 2010. What are we likely to see this year?
I don't know that we're going to see the same kind of volatility that we've seen over those last couple of cycles. It is true this is going to be a very close presidential race, and to the extent that the presidential race drives what happens down ticket, you may see some gains from Democrats. A number of analysts think that the current 19 Republican, 5 Democratic margin in the Senate will probably close a little bit.
We went through a redistricting process this year. I mean, is it too early to see any kind of effect from that?
There's been one example early on where we've seen some impact of redistricting. Andy Sanborn, who was the District 7 state senator, once redistricting was complete, realized that he would not be as competitive in this cycle. So he actually moved to Bedford and now is rerunning in District 9. He won a three-way primary down there. This is one example of where redistricting has kind of changed political calculation. I think something like 18 of the 24 senatorial districts had some change as a result of this redistricting, which was passed in early 2012.
It's been said that the Tea Party has been less of a factor this year, yet in a number of the races, some self-described Tea Partiers have won the primary.
That is true. There were many more contested Republican primaries this past September than we saw Democratic primaries. In fact, there were 8 contested Republican primaries in the state Senate. There was only 1 contested Democratic primary. And in a number of those contested Republican primaries, the more conservative or self-described Tea Party candidate won. In District 7, Josh Youssef won. He was backed by the Conservative Liberty Caucus. District 6, which is Rochester-Gilmanton area, Sam Cataldo, who defeated Dick Green, who described himself as a Lynch Republican in the primary. And then in District 17, which is the Allenstown-Raymond area, John Reagan, who is the more conservative of the two Republican candidates, won that primary as well. So in each of these cases, even though maybe we don't see the same kind of visibility for the Tea Party, conservatives or conservatives who identify themselves as Tea Partiers are actually now going to stand in the general election.
Well, what is the makeup of the Senate likely to look like in January? Are we going to see a lot of these Tea Partiers in the legislature?
Yeah. Well, this is an interesting question because the sense in the last election cycle or the last legislative session, rather, in which you had, you know, Bill O'Brien as a Speaker of the House and a very conservative kind of Tea Party energized House of Representatives passing a number of controversial items. And the Senate, as the case nationally as well, kind of acted as a little bit of a moderating influence. So we may be setting ourselves up for an interesting session going forward in which the margin may be a little bit closer, but the nature of the kind of the conservative ideology of the Republican members are there maybe a little bit more to the right. So I think we're going to see a number of the same issues come back around, the right to work legislation, probably see gay marriage come back around again. A number of these issues that have been on the agenda will come back. The Senate may, as a result, end up being a little bit more conflictual than it was the last time around. It really depends on who gets in and what the margin is.
So these battles could be refought again, and with a closer margin here, we're talking about even more contention.
Yeah, it'd be probably more contentious. If it is the case that a number of these Tea Party legislators win their seats, sure, that will change the ideological complexion of the Senate. It also depends on whether we get a Republican governor or not, because if Governor Lynch is replaced by a Republican, Ovid LaMontagne, he's going to be a lot less likely to veto some of these more controversial pieces of legislation.
Dean Spiliotis is civic scholar at Southern New Hampshire University and a political analyst heard often here on New Hampshire Public Radio. Dean, thanks for coming in today.
Sure. Thanks, Rick.